Hello everyone, my name is Sigflup, Sigflup Sinislavl that is, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about JavaScript, particularly my perspective of it. I just started programming in JavaScript, and this is completely off the cuff. This is a straight recording without any editing. I'm actually in the hospital right now, and it's boring as hell here. So I'm going to record a podcast in here. How about that? JavaScript is a language, an interpreted language, or a just-in-time compiled language. I believe it's an interpretive language. Could be mistaken on that, but it's an interpreted language that is typically run on websites. You have a JavaScript engine or a JavaScript virtual machine, as they're called, on a browser, and the information you get from the HTTP server is JavaScript, and that gets actually run and controls the web page. It controls the document object model of the web page. So JavaScript controls web pages dynamically. You can also have JavaScript on the server side through Node.js, for instance, which is an implementation of Chrome's JavaScript virtual machine. But I'm gonna be talking specifically about it on the client side because that's what I'm doing. Let's see here. I've been porting my GUI to JavaScript for a while, not a while, like a few days, and learning about it. It's a learning experience, and I really like it. It has its concept I really like. I'll get into the concept of JavaScript a bit later. But JavaScript was invented in 1995 by Netscape. It's Scheme-like. I've been told it's Scheme-like. I actually haven't used Scheme. I believe Scheme is a Lisp dialect that I haven't actually used. But I've heard that it's Scheme-like. So if I ever program in Scheme, I'll know what I'm doing. It has a C syntax, so it's very C-like, and that's very comfortable for me since this perspective is from a C programmer's perspective. The default variable in JavaScript is the var for variable, which is dynamically typed. In C, the default variable is int for integer, which is statically typed, which means at the time of declaration, memory is actually allocated on the stack, perhaps, or in the heap, or in the data segment. Well, in the stack or the heap, pretty much, for where the actual information is stored for a C integer. It's a bit different for JavaScript because it's dynamically typed. The type of variable it is gets implemented at the time of its use. So if you have a function with the input arguments two and where, if you call that function with a string for two, then two is interpreted as a string in the function call. Or if you have it as a object, it's interpreted as an object for a function call. Strings and objects are very similar from what I understand. JavaScript works with objects as variables instead of integers and floating point numbers and strings and whatnot. The primary data storage of JavaScript is the object. Let's see here. JavaScript is an asynchronous language, which is kind of interesting and fun. C is a synchronous language, which means one line of code is executed one after another in sequence. And you can have a for loop in C, for instance, an infinite for loop where you jump to the beginning of the for loop, jump to the beginning of the for loop, jump to the beginning of the for loop, do stuff in between and never get out of the for loop. Like for a game loop, for instance, unless the game is over, then you break out of the for loop. But there are no for loops. There are no infinite for loops in JavaScript. Everything gets run at once. And if you need to run other things in sequence, it's usually called back from the object that you have run, if that makes sense. I'll get into that a bit later here. JavaScript, C can be asynchronous too, because C can have interrupts and it can have signals, and you can do things based on events that are outside of the program. So C can be asynchronous, but JavaScript is meant to be asynchronous, which I think is a bit different. It's fun writing things for it because you know it's the right language, if that makes sense. Like with just the asynchrony of it, and you are never waiting, pretty much. So you're never waiting. You're never waiting on a mutex. There aren't any mutexes in JavaScript, and so you're never waiting on a spin lock or anything like that. You just run, and that's very good for multiprocessor systems, where you utilize the most without spin locking or waiting or anything like that. It's what's right, which is kind of fun, knowing that it's the right paradigm for a language. In my opinion, it's the right paradigm for a language of the future. And it really is of the future. C is kind of, you know, it's good to know C, especially if you write operating systems or work on operating systems or work on anything with Linux or BSD, really. C is a very good language to know. If you're working on embedded systems, it's a good language to know. But a lot of the web and a lot of the information structure is based on JavaScript and these things. JavaScript being a web language, primarily, it doesn't have to be a web language, in addition to PHP, or you can have CGI, straight C programs that run on the server side. You can have JavaScript on the server side with Node.js. So you have those combination of languages, plus you have the content, what is it, content style something, CSS. I forget what it stands for, but it's a language describing object variables of the DOM, of the document object model. And the document object model is specified by an HTML document. And so, like, the new world of programming is those primary languages. And so it's exciting to get to know them. Let's see here. Like I said, there is no infinite loop in JavaScript. Things get executed asynchronously. If you have a bit of code that needs to run after you've done something, like open a file or something like that, you have to, it has to be run as a callback from the object that calls, that does the thing before, if that makes sense. Let's see here. What else? You know, I think that's all I really have to say. It's new. JavaScript is very exciting, and it's the right thing to do for multiprocessor systems, in my opinion. It's asynchronous. The default variable is var, which is dynamic. You deal with objects. Dealing with objects is kind of funny because there aren't any. You don't have any pointers to things. If you have var a and var b equals 5, and then a equals b, a will be 5, but if you change b, a will still be 5 because you copy the data. You don't reference it like you do in C. You don't have pointers and whatnot. So that's a little hard to get your head over, but it's pointerless. So it's a high-level language, higher than C. It's not close to the machine. Pointers being very close to the machine, being actual memory positions and addresses and references and whatnot. There's none of that in JavaScript because there isn't any room for it. And let's see here. I think that's all I have to say about JavaScript. So thank you for listening, everyone. Take care. And I'll get out of the hospital soon. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.